USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he and President Biden have agreed to return to the United States and Russian ambassadors to their posts in Moscow and Washington, D.C. After his big summit with Biden in Geneva, Putin telling reporters the two sides have agreed to continue talks on nuclear security. And as far as his conversations with Biden, Putin saying,
the talks were very constructive. Personally, I was convinced that President Biden is an experienced person, and it's clear that we spoke face-to-face for almost 2 hours. It doesn't happen with all leaders that you have such a detailed conversation face-to-face.
Speaking before the Senate, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the United States is well on its way to a robust economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
Former President Donald Trump is planning to visit the Texas-Mexico border. Trump saying he accepted an invitation from Texas Governor Greg Abbott to visit the area on June 30th. This as illegal immigrant car chases with smugglers continues to rise across the entire state of Texas. In one of the most recent cases, a smuggler carrying 12 illegal immigrants crashed into the front gate of a home in McAllen, Texas. Texas State Trooper Chris Olivares tells Fox News these sorts of occurrences are now happening every day.
Sadly, we've had incidents where there has been fatality crashes because of these smugglers, the way they drive. And unfortunately, we might start seeing that a lot more because of these increase of pursuits.
The Randolph, New Jersey school district announced that all holidays would be simply referred to as days off instead of traditional names like Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The announcement set off a backlash, including a petition calling for the resignation of board members. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Restaurants across the nation are continuing to deal with struggles as far as finding employees. Take California, for example. As they announced on Tuesday they could go to full capacity, some restaurant owners are saying they can't go to full capacity because they don't have the staff. Jasper Mirable is the owner of Jasper's in Kansas City. He tells Fox News he's having to pay people close to $40 an hour just to keep his kitchen staffed.
You know, we used to have sometimes 25, 30 people apply for a job a month. And now we get zero. I mean, maybe two or three the past 3 months. That is it. If someone was making $20 an hour, now these cooks are demanding $30, $35 an hour. And there's no way in the world our industry that we can pay those prices, those wages, without raising our prices. We're trying to stay open. We're trying to create jobs, more jobs. Business is good. Believe me, we are up almost 22% over 2019. So we need the employees right now. What are we going to do next year at this time?
General Motors plans to invest billions of dollars in electric and autonomous vehicles. The company saying they will spend $35 billion by 2025, which is a 30% increase from the original plans announced late last year. The investment will go toward building two new U.S. battery plants in addition to two currently under construction. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.